right and southwards, you can follow the river along a harbourside path known as Pennyland, next to St Nicholas Church. The church is dedicated to St Nicholas, Bishop of Myra, the 4th century saint, who is probably more famously known as Santa Claus. The church was built sometime in the 13th or 14th century and has had a varied history, originally being part of the parish of Talland. It is often referred to as the Fisherman's Church and is open daily. There is some disagreement on why it's called Pennyland. Some say it's because the boatmen used to charge a penny to cross the river. Others say the name is rooted in the Cornish language with a literal meaning of end of land. Pennyland has beautiful views out to the estuary, to the mouth of the river and the Banjo Pier. But beware, there are no barriers between you and the river. This delightful walk takes you past a bronze life-size statue of a much-loved citizen of Loo, namely Nelson, the one-eyed seal. For many years, Nelson was popular and much-loved regular visitor to the harbour. He was so named because he'd lost his one eye in an injury or accident. Local sculptor Susie Marsh gave her services free of charge in making the sculpture, and the costs of casting and sighting the bronze statue were met from grants and donations from many charitable and other bodies and individuals. Sadly, Nelson has gone to that great ocean in the sky, but now is fittingly commemorated by this handsome life-size statue in the harbour, which was formally unveiled in 2008 by Sir Robin Knox Johnson, a famous sailor. The statue is now a favourite ride for young children, the oil from many hands giving him a shiny back. You are now on the Southwest Coast Path. The Coast Path is the longest of the country's national trails, with a length of 630 miles. The stretches around Loo are some of the loveliest. The path continues up some steps to Hannafore Road and an area known as Hannafore, with Talland and Polperro westwards beyond. Hannafore boasts some stunning uninterrupted views over Loo Bay and Loo Island, with a selection of cafes, ice cream kiosks, B&Bs, hotels and a pub. The manicured formal flower beds and promenade walkway give the area a tranquil ambience. The foreshore is ideal for rock pooling and has a small strip of coarse sandy beach. The area is now a conservation area based on its archetypal 30-star layout, complete with crescents, tennis courts, bowling and putting green. Hannafore is often overlooked by visitors as it's hidden round the headland. West Loo has much to offer and is well worth a visit.
We are now nearing the end of our walk with the Southwest Coast Path following the estuary to the west via Pennyland, or east via the passenger ferry that links the twin communities of East and West Loo. Jeff Penhaligan is the present harbour master who ensures the smooth and safe running of the harbour from the bridge to 1,000 yards past Loo's unusual Banjo Pier.
Loo is a traditional Cornish fishing port. We're famous for our day caught fish, so fish landed today will be on the market tomorrow morning and could well be in a restaurant in Manchester by tomorrow night. None of this fish is frozen, none of this fish is iced down on boats for 10 days like other larger trawlers. Of course, a lot of our stuffed fish is exported as well, so some of the cuttle and things like that you could well be eating if you take a Spanish holiday in your paella, because we exported most of it to France and to Spain, which is unusual. Most of our boats here are under 10 metres. They do trawling, netting, which is either fixed net out in the bay, or by hand line. And then we have a few crabbers as well, which catch crab and lobsters, which are some processed on the quay. If you look down the quay, there's those nippers. That's a new company. They process all the meat, and they got a little place there on the by the harbour office where you can have a little taste of it if you want to. One of the major pastimes of holidaymakers here, because it's probably the cheapest holiday thing you can ever do, is crabbing off the quay. You could go and buy a line, and I suggest you buy one with a little bag on it, not with a hook, because you don't need the hook to catch crabs. get a little bit of bait, and my preference is bacon, believe it or not, though everybody will try everything else, and just dangle it over the quay and watch the crabs come in. But please don't take them home with you, just put them back into the river, because if they take them home, they'll stink. If you look across the river there to West Lewis, our visitor's berth, we have to accommodate up to 6 visiting yachts at any one time. Unfortunately, you've got to take the bottom. Loo dries out, and it puts a lot of yachtsmen off. But I've found that the majority of people, once they find us once, they tend to stay for 3 or 4 days and actually enjoy it, because they're right in the hub of the harbour here, and they get a warm welcome. Just remember, the tide rate coming in on a big spring tide is quite vicious. If you've never experienced it before, I suggest you come in at the top end of the tide when the tide is slack, and watch the back eddies as well, because you might be coming in on one bit of it and the other part of the harbour is actually going out. It's quite deceiving. So just give us a phone call at the harbour office and I'm sure we'll give you all the advice we can. The history of Lewes is quite remarkable. It's not laid in the fishing industry at all. It's actually laid in the copper mines and the granite quarries of Carradon. And at one time we had a railway line from all the way from the Cheese Ring Quarry down to the end where the lifeboat house is now. And if you continue down where the Banjo Pier was, a long time ago in the 1800s, there was a proposal there to extend the breakwater on the right-hand side, and that would have given us a deep water access. And in the centre of the river, we're supposed to have a centre island very similar to what you've got at Newquay at the moment. Unfortunately, due to the drop in copper prices and the collapse of the granite quarries, it never got off the ground. We literally ran out of money.
This is the end of the last part of the Ten Creek Tour. We hope you've enjoyed it.